T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Yeah, if only Jeff Collier were our governor, we wouldn't have to play the Laura Kelly theme song. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Laura Kelly, what a piece of work. Two more years, folks. Two more years. Just break out the Xanax. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes at knssradio.com. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. So we wrapped up our busy convention weekend with a conversation with former Lieutenant Governor and former Governor Jeff Collier, who just last week officially announced that he was running for governor once again. And, Laura Kelly. Oh, we talked about Laura Kelly. We talked about unemployment. We talked about a bunch of stuff. Well, don't take my word for it. Let's talk to Dr. Collier.
Dr. Collier, obviously people know you. You were our governor. You were our lieutenant governor. You're a familiar face. But the first thing I have to ask, you've been through this ringer before. You've been governor. You've been lieutenant governor. Why? I mean, what prompted you to want to go back and run again?
You know, it is so important that we take back our state. What has happened in the last 2 years is driving everybody crazy. So, for example, in Laura Kelly's first year, the growth rate of the state, she cut it more than half. I had more Kansans working than ever before in the history of the state of Kansas, and she cuts our growth rate in half.
And this is all prior to COVID,
and that's
right?
Prior to COVID. Okay, after COVID, last year alone, one out of three small businesses in the state of Kansas went bankrupt because of her shutdowns. And you know what? Nebraska is doing better than us. Missouri's doing better than us, let alone what's happening in Texas and Florida. Kansas should be at the top of the rung. We have the best people. We have a great location. We can do things now. And instead, they've thrown this big wet blanket on what could be a roaring fire for an economy. And that's why I'm running.
So last Sunday, I had the opportunity to interview Governor Kristi Noem.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I asked her about Dr. Fauci and the way she handled COVID versus the way Laura Kelly has handled it, the way Dr. Fauci and the federal government has handled it. And the first thing she said is, she said, John, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Dr. Fauci's wrong a lot. So you're a doctor. How would you, had you been governor going into this crisis, how would you have handled this versus the way Laura Kelly has handled it? Because Governor Noem said the first thing she did is trust people. I have to think you would have trusted Kansans to handle this more than Lee Norman did.
You know, you have to trust Kansans. And you know what? We're very smart and we can do the right thing without shutting everything down. But the first thing that you have to do is when government has to provide a service. So Kansas was ranking consistently 50th, 48th, 47th in testing. We're dead last in the country with some of the biggest labs right nearby. So we couldn't even tell who was sick. Secondly, when it came out to getting the vaccine out to people, for months, Kansas was 47th, 46th. That's an organizational problem. Every state got the same proportion of vaccines, and we couldn't get them into arms. That is a failure because people die in that situation. We need to go and look at, here's our situation overall. So one of the first things I did, for example, was I helped get a bunch of medical students who were graduating last year. They were graduating early. We got them actually graduated early. 38 of them went out to rural hospitals around the state to make a difference. You know, that was a Kansas solution for it, and it really helped. You know, so there's a lot of things that we could do differently there, and they were obvious then, and they're more obvious now.
This is a no-brainer question for you. I know you've got a solid pro-life record, but I also guarantee you wouldn't have chosen to say close businesses but keep abortion clinics open.
Absolutely not.
That was such a stupid move.
I mean, no, that was a political move. And you know what? The result of that political move is last year there were more kids aborted than there were people, Kansans, who died of COVID. Think about that. That was the policy of the state of Kansas. You know, we can change that, you know, and we can become the conservative state once again.
Talk about the way she's handled the Department of Labor. We've had anywhere from 600 to 900 million fraudulent claims. I know people who are still waiting, now going on 4 months for unemployment. This is just a complete and utter disaster. I don't remember anything like this under your administration or the Brownback administration or even the Sebelius administration. It seems unfathomable that she couldn't have fixed this.
You know, they went through four different labor secretaries, okay, in just this past year. So what happened to Kansas, you know, everybody knows somebody who got a fraudulent unemployment notice. Laura Kelly got one, I got one, my wife got one, and I know lots of people that they're actually behind in their rent or in their house payment because they were legitimately closed down because of her shutdowns and unable to work, and they can't get benefits. And when you call the Department of Labor, nobody answers. Other states solved the problem this way. They took an off-the-shelf program. They didn't have to go and make something special. They went, expanded people, had more investigators. They started helping people right away and getting it out to folks. And that's what this is about, is we need to do this the right way. And so I look forward to 2022 when we give her a real unemployment notice.
So what have you been doing in the interim? I know you had an appointment with the Trump administration. What else have you been up to?
Yeah. So as you know, I'm a surgeon, and I cut my practice about 90%. I do mostly trauma, reconstructive stuff, hand injuries, facial injuries, and I love that. And it was part of what made me a better governor, because you were talking to people and seeing them in their worst situation and helping them through that. It keeps you humble, but it also, you know, when you're a real doctor and you're dealing with this sort of situation, you really understand the import of this. So I've been busy doing that. I've been working with a couple of other businesses. I taught a class at Georgetown. And then the president asked me to be the chairman of the National Advisory Commission on Rural Health. And that started last year, last February. And you know what? We've seen the greatest increase in telehealth in literally in 6 weeks than we did in 16 years. We got money out to rural hospitals immediately. We started helping, and we've started a program, and we're working on this, of how can you transform rural hospitals to tomorrow's needs so that we can keep our rural health care where we need it. There's 70 million Americans that depend on that. And there are 100 rural hospitals, for example, in Kansas. And many of them are threatened and have been for decades. And so let's go and help them transform to better use their, you know, better help their communities. So spending a lot of time with that, spending lots of time now in that campaign, and talking to people about here are some of the things that you can do as a governor.
You mentioned the campaign. You're running as one of the conservatives in the race. We had Matt Schlapp talk this morning a little bit. Obviously, American Conservative Union. And one of the things I think he really emphasized was the difference in this administration, how radically left they are. For example, he mentioned the fact that Democrats can't seem to figure out that there are only two genders. You're a doctor. I assume you can certify that there are only two genders.
It was even in the book.
Yeah, amazing how that works. Talk a little bit about this administration. They've just gone, Joe Biden ran as a moderate, but nothing they're doing is moderate.
No, nothing is moderate. And the same thing is happening here at the governor's level. To push back on Joe Biden, this is real policy that you have to change. And so for me, for example, when I was governor, I left a $900 million surplus. There were more Kansans working than ever before in the history of the state of Kansas. Family or household income was at an all-time high. We had more small businesses than ever before in that year. And Laura Kelly came in, cut our growth rate in half in her very first year. That's what Democrats do. They bureaucratize things. They don't listen to people. And the most important thing is we have lots of innovation. Trust people. And we as Kansans, we've had lots of folks that have stepped up to the plate to change things. Spirit AeroSystems, one of the largest manufacturers in the state, went from making airplanes, and 6 weeks later, they were producing ventilators,
right.
Okay? In fact, they produced 20,000 of them, more than had been produced by any company the year before. So these are people are standing up. Lots of small businesses looking at it, saying, okay, we can socially distance, a little bit here, we can put up a couple of barriers, but we can function. We can get, we can get our meals out to people, and we can get people in and work with them. And so let's trust people to do the right thing. Kansans do.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us. I'm sure as the campaign moves on, we'll have you on the show again. If folks are interested, if they want to volunteer, they want to donate, they want to get involved, I just want to make sure the website is
jeffcollier.com. That's JeffCollier.com.
And if they want to follow you on Twitter, I know I follow you on Twitter. You're really active. Even though Twitter, they banned the president, but they haven't banned you.
Yeah, well, don't tell them. I'm a conservative. Follow us on Twitter. Come see us on Instagram. We'd love to, see you on Facebook. We do lots of Facebook Live events. But if you'll come and join us on our website, we'll make sure we get you. And here's the thing is this election is important. It's important for our kids. It's important for our future. And so we're building a bigger, better, stronger campaign. Big grassroots effort. We're across the state there. We're going to be in all 105 counties, and I'm having fun. That's the big thing because we're going to change this state.
Well, good luck, and we'll have you on the show again.
Great. It's good seeing you, John.
Thanks, Doc.
You bet.
We'll take a quick break, and then we're going to talk with Danielle Underwood, Director of Communications for Kansans for Life. She's going to join us to bring us the details of an incredible event coming up on May 5th here in Wichita. You do not want to miss this event. I'm just going to tease you. You don't want to miss it. Trust me. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.